The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is our gospel reading for this past Sunday, which was our Reformation Sunday. We're looking at John chapter 8, verses 31 to 36. John writes, "To the Jews who had believed on him, Jesus said, 'If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.' They answered him, 'We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?' Jesus replied, 'I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.'" My dear friends in Christ, in our reading for today, Jesus appears to be speaking to a mixed group of people. Some of the people to whom he was speaking, they were people who, by the grace of God, believed in Jesus as their Savior, believed in the promises of God. Other people who were listening to Jesus that day, they were people on whose hearts the Holy Spirit was working through the words of Jesus to call people to faith in Jesus the Savior. And then there was another group of people, and those were people who definitely, clearly were Jesus' enemies. Our reading says, "To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, 'If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching," because their natural inclination and our natural inclination, of course, is that we don't really want to hold to Jesus' teaching. There were some Jews who, by the grace of God, believed in Jesus, but they were the minority group. The larger group of people, it appears, were those who thought that their descent from Abraham and the fact that they belonged to what was supposed to be God's chosen people, that that's what made them free, and that's what meant that they were all taken care of. They said to Jesus, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Instead of looking to God's truth to set them free, what they were doing is they were looking at their ability to keep Old Testament rules and regulations and thought that that was making them free, or they looked at the fact that Abraham was their ancestor and they thought that that would give them freedom. But that doesn't offer freedom to eternal life. They, for one thing, forgot that they weren't a free people. At this time, they were subject to the Roman Empire. Maybe they weren't slaves, but they were subjects to the Roman Empire. And, well, they could have looked back further and remembered that they had been, basically enslaved to the Egyptians and then to the Assyrians and the Babylonians and to other nations as well. And now, we could be guilty of a similar thought if we were thinking that we did a pretty good job of keeping God's laws, which we can't do because, well, remember the scriptures say, we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Or we could be guilty of similar thinking if we thought that because we belong to Calvary Lutheran Church or our campus ministry or the fact that we're Lutherans or the fact that we're members of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, or if we thought that because of anything we have or haven't done, that that made us free. Well, our deeds and the group that we belong to, That doesn't set us free. That can't and that won't save us. But God's truth sets us free. God's truth will set us free because God's truth doesn't point to us or our ancestry or anything like that. It points to what Jesus has done for us with his life and his death and resurrection. And now that's what sets us free. That's God's truth. What pushed Martin Luther into the Reformation was that God's word showed him that the church of his day wasn't proclaiming Christ as the only way for salvation. Instead of pointing to Christ, well, what we could say that the church was doing there is it was pointing to church decisions and traditions and thought that those were the things that made them free. But church decisions and traditions, that's not the power of God for salvation. God's truth, the gospel, that's what sets us free. That's the power of God for the salvation of those who believe. So in the Reformation, what happened is that God kind of grabbed a hold of Luther and had him promote God's word, God's truth, which sets us free, because it points to and tells us about what Jesus has done to be our Savior and to make us heirs of heaven, which makes us really free. God's truth, it tells us that Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins, so that with his shed blood, all of the sins that we've committed, our failures to keep God's law, those things are all washed away. And what Jesus did is he lived for 33 years here on this earth, and he kept God's law perfectly in our behalf. And he gives us his holiness, his perfection, so that we can stand before God, well, free of our sins and ready for eternal life, prepared for eternal life through Christ. We're worthy of eternal life in heaven. See, it's not our deeds, it's what Jesus has done. And then what Jesus also did is he rose from the dead to prove for us that he had accomplished our salvation, that he did our work for us, winning for us eternal life in heaven. All tells us about what Jesus has done for us. That's God's truth, and God's truth sets us free. In his early years, Luther was absolutely scared to death of God, and he was absolutely convinced that he was going to suffer eternal punishment in hell because of his sins. But God's truth set him free. God's truth set him free. It set him free from fear of eternal punishment, and not only set him free from that fear, what it also did is it gave to him the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, knowing that he didn't have to be afraid of God, but he could look at God as being his loving heavenly Father, someone who wanted him forever in heaven, not because of his efforts to keep God's law or because of his ancestry or anything like that. It was all because of Jesus. Luther, he could be sure of heaven. We can be sure of heaven. Not because of our deeds, but because of Christ. And knowing that truth, that sets us free. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us your word that tells us of Jesus our Savior. Thank you for giving us your truth, God's truth, which sets us free and assures us of heaven. All because of Jesus, our Savior. We pray in his name. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.